bucket of water. If that doesn't wake him up, well, I'm going to have to check and make sure he's breathing. And I think the best way to check he's breathing is to put my mouth kind of like near his mouth. Maybe just right on it. I don't know. You know, I see it done on TV, but I don't really know how to do that CPR thing. So probably just kiss him or something. And I think that would work. I think it might wake him up. I think I saw that in a movie once. And if that doesn't work, well, first I would try for a little while. And if that doesn't work, maybe he's been poisoned. And one of the ways you get poison away out of someone is to suck it out. So there might have to be sucking of some kind. And probably he got poisoned in the mouth. So back to the mouth with that situation. And yeah, so check for the poison. At this point, perhaps Dean is awake. I don't know. And if he's not awake, here's what I suggest. Bucket of water. I pick up my other bucket because I keep several with me at all times for just such an emergency. And throw a bucket of water on Sam. I mean, on Dean at this point. Because a wet Dean Winchester, also not a bad thing. I prefer to have two wet Winchester boys. They're bound to be awake at this point, right? I've done a few things. So it's probably time to release Sam from his bonds. Whatever they may be. Cuffs, leather, rope, chain, etc. He gets tied up with everything. So I'm going to work on undoing those. I might use my teeth. I have very strong teeth. So maybe teeth. Maybe. We'll see. We'll just see it. See what works, right? You know, got to see what works. Work with what you have. And, you know, once we get Sam free, which I suppose has to happen because he's probably in some weird, creepy place, I will have to help these poor Winchester boys, all wet and beat up, get back to their motel. And so this is going to require me to drive their hot-ass car, because why would you be in the Winchester reality and not drive the car, right? So I'm going to drive the car and take the boys back to their motel room like the nice, responsible, helpful person that I am. And they're going to want to get out of those wet clothes. Somehow they got really damp while they were unconscious. I won't have an explanation for that, but they don't want to catch a cold, so get out of those wet clothes. And I should probably stay with them all night, because they could have concussions. Someone's got to keep them awake. So I'm going to have to take care of that. And I'm just a giver, people. I'm looking out for those boys. They have been hit in the head a lot. So someone needs to make sure that they are okie dokie. And so that may be the end of my answer, as I believe I have gone on quite long enough on this topic. And I think the very, very last thing I would do upon returning to my reality would be to go on to LJ and post about it. That would be the last thing. So thanks for the question, Dee.